Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game, doing daily. We you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Doggone it. Good as gold, you can count on Brother Rosebud being here. Damn it. This is me. I'm at the helm of this fly-ass Rosebud show. And you know this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, where you can find a lot of information or at least some kind of direction to fix that catching hand that you be saying you have. You know you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud, and do not forget my name have two D's in it for a double dose of this wisdom that I'm going to be dropping on you. And you got to know how much this show is needed, so telling you to support it should be a no-brainer. Call in, punch one, and ask a question so we can get busy. 657-383-0809, that's the number. And you know, all you do, press one, you ask your questions on this show. You know what we do. We talk about a lot of the things that men be going through in relationships, what to do to handle them, you know, how to look out for them before they actually come. That's what we be doing. You know, I'm sure you know the second rule to this ABPs is, ABPs of dating is to understand and follow instructions. Now, if you don't know that, you ain't been nowhere near my site. And I ain't got no more of that free stuff. All you guys keep asking for that free stuff that I was giving out, I don't have no more of it. And I am working on some new stuff that I am going to bring to you. Now, we got a lot of obstacles in our way. And we going to talk about some of them goddamn obstacles tonight. Now, you got to understand what we doing. You know, let's see, who is that? 706. Let's see what you got, 706. What's happening, man?
What up, bud? It's Keith, man.
What's happening?
Yeah, so I was at Walmart, and this chick, man, it was just got off work, and, you know, I was at the cash register. So I was like, damn, it's too early to be this fine. And, you know, the chick caught her attitude, funky attitude. But then I passed this other chick, and I gave her the same line, and she laughed. So what's up with that, bud?
Well, man, chicken in one hand and feathers in the next, brother. What I'm saying is this. You can say, that's why I tell all the motherfuckers to fuck with me. It don't really matter what you say, because you can say the same thing to 10 women and get 10 different responses. And when you get whatever response you get, you deal with that for what it is. And what I'm saying is, if the bitch made the balled up naughty look or whatever, made that look, and then another broad, you know, gave you some action or smiled using the same line, then that goes to show you that the first bitch was a knucklehead, man, and she don't mean shit.
Right, right.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know it. Okay, you guys, I'm telling you. If you don't understand what you're doing, it's going to be almost impossible for you to benefit from doing it. And 734, I see you. I'm going to get you in 1 minute. So what we actually doing is developing a mentality that will carry you through all kinds of trials and tribulations that you're going to be faced with in life, really, but specifically in the dating game. 734, what's up with you, brother?
What's going on, Rosebud?
None, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I had hit you up, emailed you yesterday on some advice type shit, but I was just sitting up here, you know, the last 2 days, I've had two different bitches, and I fucked both of them bitches, you know what I'm saying? But since I've been fucking with your shit, it's like, I don't know, my caliber and my standards done went up, and it's like, okay, before, I would have been happy. That would have been like
let me cut you off. See, what I'm saying is your mind is open. I already know what you're finna say. Hey, before you'd have fucked them bitches, you'd have been happy and woo-woo-woo went on about the way. Now you feel like you're cutting yourself short. You're shortchanging yourself, right?
Exactly.
I know. Because you are. So what? You waking up to what you're doing. Now you didn't woke up. So you shortchanging yourself. What you gonna do now?
Shit, I guess get some more knowledge and figure out how to quit fucking shortchanging myself.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, bro. You guess you gonna get some more knowledge. If you don't get some more knowledge, what you gonna keep doing? The same shit. So what I'm saying, brother, you can sit here and get these bits and pieces that I give, and sooner or later you'll have enough to have one idea. And that may work for you. If you want to take all that time, you can. But if I was you, I'd get in the SWU. I'd get that course, and then I'd learn all this shit in the next 90 motherfucking days, and I'd be a monster. You know, I am revamping SWU to where, because I'm telling you, SWU ain't no joke. Very few people motherfucking get graduates. They pass through the course, but they don't graduate. Because, you know, they ain't really mastering the course. This is about mastering this game. We ain't about just listening to it, you know. So until you do it, it'll just be hard for you. But anyway, bro, if you want some more of this shit, man, just keep listening or get the course. It's up to you, man.
I'm already on schedule. I'm the brother that's starting July 1st.
Okay. A lot of brothers start July 1st. Bro, but anyway, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, 347, what's up? 347-667, what's happening?
Hello?
I heard you. What's happening, bro?
Hey, yeah, man, I got a quick question for you. Say you just met a bitch, and y'all hanging out, and y'all just so happened to get something to eat. Would you pay for the bill?
Wait a minute, you just met abroad and y'all hanging out and you so happen to do what?
Yeah, I just so happen to get something to eat. I just so happen to hit up a diner, eat. Would you cover the bill?
Me, personally, I would, but I wouldn't say that's what you should do. I mean, shit. I just feel like if I'm taking the bitch or we end up eating, I'm just going to handle it. As far as that goes. But I ain't telling you to do that. You know, I'm not. I'm not even saying you should do that. What I'm saying is that's just how I would do it. But I'm not saying that's what you're supposed to do. But, I mean, what kind of brother are you, man? I mean, to even have to ask that kind of question. Hey, check it out, man. What I'm saying, you either is or you ain't. And I'm saying if you want to be representative, of course you ain't trying to get charged. But I'm saying if you fucking with some bitch and y'all end up inadvertently getting something to eat, why are you going to get something to eat? You supposed to be thought about how you was going to handle it, and you should have even thought about that you wanted to be seeing you in a certain way. So, you know, since this is going on, I'm going to handle it, you know, but not I supposed to handle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can dig it.
All right, bro, for sure. Hey, 646, what's happening with you? 646-531. What's going on? Yeah, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Rosebud. Man, this is William. I just wanted to let you know, man, I bought your book, Rosebud Part 2. Man, that book, man, you put so much into that shit, man, and I'll just get right to it. Where you said something about, as towards the last chapter, how people when you were around people who were elevated in the game, like where you just took heed and just kept your mouth shut. It's like,
mm-hmm.
just for that alone, that was the weight in gold, man. And so I just wanted to let you know that, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. And you're one of the first people to tell me about part two. You know, it's only been out maybe a day or two. So I don't know how many people didn't got it, but I really appreciate you hitting me up with that, bro. That was cool, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. All right, man.
All right, be cool. All right, you
okay,
guys.
Okay, you too.
See, the thing about me is I talk a lot of shit, but I'm actually qualified to do some of the shit, all the shit I talk. And talking about writing, I mean, you know, I can write. And my life is really worth, you know, something that you could actually get something from if you paid attention to the shit that's in the book, because it's really not about my life. It's a roadmap. And if you could actually read the roadmap, you can use it for yourself. I'm telling you, it's like that. But to me, let's get back to what we're talking about tonight, you know, developing the right mentality. Why is this important? Well, it's important because unless you develop the mentality, the correct mentality, you're going to forever be starting over. You're going to get to a point, and then you're going to realize something, and then instead of trying to incorporate it, which you couldn't, but you won't even try to incorporate it, you just stop and start over. Each time you get a rejection, you're going to allow it to make you your progress regress. You're going to allow a rejection to make you feel dejected. See, this is really harmful. It's more harmful than you can imagine. And if you had the right mentality, if you had a proactive mentality instead of a reactive mentality, see, as soon as you feel the dejection, see, you would realize it's too late, and all you can do is react. See, we want a proactive mentality instead of a reactive one. And I know that's what you guys talked about with each other and shit, or with yourself and with me at times, but you don't do it. And I notice it in my school. In order to be proactive, you have to be a thinker. And if you are a thinker, you can't be afraid of what you think. You have to think something and do it or say it. You got to always remember to think it and do it. And if you don't have any confidence in yourself, you're going to think it, and then you're going to start thinking about it. And then you're going to start asking yourself a whole bunch of questions about it. And then all those questions ain't going to do nothing but confuse you, because you ain't going to have no answers. And then what are you going to do? Nothing. That's what it always boils down to. And you could, you know, hit me up and lie about all this goddamn shit, whatever, man. I can tell what y'all be thinking and doing in the way you talk, in the way you express whatever it is you're expressing. What you got to understand, I'm trying to stress this to you, but at one point you're going to have to understand, any time there is a situation that you have to deal with, after your initial response, you have to leap ahead of your next response and think of what you're going to do or what you're going to say 2 or 3 steps ahead. Now, I got details of how to do this in my tools. But what I'm saying is this sounds really hard to do, but it's not. It's not once you learn how to do it. Matter of fact, I'll give an example where all of you will see you know how to do it. If you know anything about pool, you know you have 7 balls if you're playing 8 ball, and you hit in the 8 ball. Now, the better you are at playing pool, well, first, you start off, you just want to shoot the ball in. You want to shoot your balls in, and you just shoot. And you keep shooting until you realize every time you shoot, you got to make up another shot. You got to think of something else to do. That's when you start learning how to shoot. So you learn to shoot hard, to shoot soft, to shoot with this English or that English. What you do is you think ahead. Or not yet, but you're starting to learn how to think ahead just by learning how to shoot position. Once you learn how to shoot that position, you realize now that you know how to control the ball, you can make the ball go, the cue ball, go where you want it to go so that you can set up for your next shot in your shooting position. At first, you try it, and wherever the ball goes, as long as it's in that vicinity, you're okay with it. But after you really learn that you can do that, you start wanting the ball to go where you want it to go. You want it to end up where you want it to end up for your shot. Now you're really shooting position. And when you get sharp, you shoot 2 or 3 shots ahead. Otherwise, I'm finna shoot this straight in shot, but I want the cue ball to roll slowly straight ahead so when it stops, I can shoot this other shot that's going to have this angle. That when I shoot that ball, this angle going to hit the cue ball, going to hit off the rail and bounce this direction, set me up for this shot. And I'm standing there. I ain't even took a shot yet. And I done took all these shots in my mind. And I say, yeah, I'm finna do that. And I set to do it. And the first shot I take, at that straight one, and it goes proper, I feel pretty good. I take that second one, and it goes proper, hell, I feel better. And I take this third shot, and it goes proper. Now I'm set up for the 8 ball. Come on, I'm finna win. This is how you're supposed to think in any situation. And anytime you're in a situation, your initial response, otherwise, make that relate that to pool, that's the break. Not you breaking the balls. And you dropped one. So now you got to decide if you want that one or if you want to shoot the stripes or whatever. But whatever you decide, all of this thought go into it before you do something. And when you do it, you feel great. See, when you plan shit and it develops, when you see it developing, it just fucking builds your confidence. That's why when you plan what you're doing, when you talking to this fucking bitch, you just walked up to her. You don't really know what the fuck you're finna say. But you got an arsenal, so you finna use it. What I'm saying is, I don't know where the ball gonna go when I break, but I do know how to break. I do know if I fucking break straight on, I gotta hit with some top spin English to follow straight and go into the pack after I make initial contact. I know all that. So I'm saying, I'm actually thinking ahead before I break. You are thinking ahead before you say something to her because you got your arsenal prepared. And now you're being proactive. You're thinking before something happens. You're thinking of what to do to it before something happens because you're thinking proactive. So you thinking about this snotty acting, smart alecky bitch. You thinking about this go for everything you say, bitch. You thinking about all these bitches. And you ain't even said hello yet. This is what's up. You got to be like that. It's the position you are after. Excuse me. It's the position you in after your statements are made that's really important. You got to understand that. And if what you're saying is important, it should be directing toward your ultimate goal, everything you say. This is why I have my students practice their arsenal, but of course, most of them are just like y'all, so fucking afraid they couldn't, I mean, it's something. I'm learning a lot in my school. And I'm writing it down, I'm rearranging how shit is going to be done next semester, because I'm seeing this semester some shit I didn't see last semester. Last semester I was totally blind, and my eyes got opened up. And this semester I thought with my eyes open I'm finna roll, but hell, with my eyes open I just see more shit. I ain't running from it. I know it's more things for me to do because I asked for this. I didn't ask for it to be easy. I asked for it to be whatever it be, and I'm going to handle it. And as I handle it, each time something comes together, I'm more confident. I am more confident that I am on the right track, even though I ain't had no success yet. It don't matter. None of the shit you guys think about matters. You need to think about what matters. When I'm telling you, you got to understand this. When you're proactive and you understand just positioning, it's where you at after you make the statement what you're thinking about. It's where you at after you have committed to something. That's what's important. That's what you care about. That's why you should think at 1,000 miles per hour. I mean, you got to think super fast. See, thinking fast requires you to see things as you would like them to be. Like it's your trick. I mean, excuse me, like it's your track, but you've never been on it. You own this track, and you hope this track goes straight. But you know it's going to have a turn somewhere. But as far as you can see right now, this motherfucker's straight. So you're going to go fast, and you're going to make sure you do whatever you do to stay on that track. You got to be able to see this. You got to see this before you actually begin rolling down the track. Now, what does the track represent? You talking to the woman. You got to know that if she say hello and you say hello and she say hello, and you just got on the track. Now you're going down the damn track and you're smiling and she's smiling and you're exchanging different pleasantries and shit. And now here come a curve. And you handle that curve because you know you was prepared for a curve. And then after you handle it, you're going to feel a little more comfortable because now you didn't got pretty far along in your arsenal, and you thinking, man, this might be cool. So you start relaxing. And goddamn it, before you know it, you see up ahead another curve, a bigger curve, and a more dangerous curve. Now, I know this sounds difficult, but it won't be if you keep in your mind that you after this problem. If you after her, you should know how, but you should know exactly how you want to chase her. And if you don't, you should decide how you're going to chase her right away, because planning is key. What I'm saying is my courses are powerful in that regard. It molds your thinking into proactive thoughts, and it enables you to just take advantage of your opportunities. and it allows you to use your aggressive attitude immediately, which promotes your aggression. But not aggression to the extent that you're like, harmful to people. No, it is more assertion, and you're assertive. The course show you how to be direct and to the point when you speak. Proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions, and you have to stick with what your decision is. You can't make an early decision. A decision early on, and then as the time goes, you start thinking about changing the decision. No, you got to stick with what you think. And a lot of times, it's going to appear that you're on the wrong track. Nothing worth anything is easy to come by. So you got to go through all this doubt. You have to see all these things that make you ask questions. But a lot of you guys ask me, what do I say to a broad? And how do I come at her? And how would I take, like the questions I got already? It's an art that you have to practice and develop for yourself. Because each one of those guys that came on here, they already had the answer to their questions. They had them. They knew. But they weren't sure of themselves. They weren't confident of what they think. They did not believe they're capable of thinking correctly. So they don't do the right thing at the time it's happening. They may do something, but it's not the right thing because they had to clear it up in their head, hoping that they're going to get an identical situation to happen sometime in the near future. No. It's too fucking late. You got to do this shit now. And to me, I determine where I want this woman's head when I speak with her. Now, I don't know where I want her head as I'm walking up to her. I don't even fucking know if I want to fuck with her as I'm walking up to her. But I know goddamn well that if I fuck with her, it's going to be because her head is where I want it to be. Now, why do I want her head where I want it to be? Because I don't make differences between women. I ain't finna say something to a 10 that I won't say to a 4, and vice versa. I know I want to fluster any woman at first. So I come at her from left field, possibly with a sexual innuendo that will get her to blush. And, and if the bitch blush, I'm finna go with what blushing tells me to go with. But if she don't, it's the total opposite of what I wanted. But since I know what to do, I'm ready for her not blushing and saying something smart. My science has told me, if she don't blush, she seriously gonna consider whatever the fuck I say to her. She's just one of them type of broads. My science done told me this. So if she don't blush, instead of me saying whatever I was gonna say next, I'm gonna come up with something more serious. Something that she gonna have to give thought to. Because I can see from her response to me, she ain't who I thought she was, but it don't mean she ain't who I want her to be. Now, on the other hand, if she does blush, it tells me I can fascinate her with my ideas of life and how to live. Now, it ain't gonna tell you that shit. It's gonna tell me that shit because I'm the one thinking it. The one who don't blush, I'm going to keep at her with the conversation I started about some kind of shit, but it's going to be serious. I'm going to keep at her. And I'm going to use this serious shit to pull her in to talking seriously with me until I can get her to laugh. Because that's what you do. I know that. And when I get her to laugh, I'm finna chop her neck off then. Because I'm going to say, I knew you wasn't even as tough as you was acting. You just, why you was acting? I'm going to just go into this. Well, you, she goes, all she got to do is answer it. I don't care what the answer is. All she got to do is say, well, you know, a sister, a woman got to be on her toes around these guys these days. And I got her now. Why? Because she ain't being tough. Because I didn't broke her down. Because what I did, I didn't have her talk to me. I was able to be serious enough. I might have started out talking about whatever. The bitch showed me she is so serious. I might flip that conversation to something I'm writing about. And talk about a plot change I'm considering. And reel her into that plot change. And, man, I'm telling you, this is so much to do with a bitch. Come on. You guys got to understand. The reason you're not successful is because you start out to fail. You don't start out to succeed. I'm telling you, it's things, excuse me, it's things that we talk about that are very serious, and they don't really have anything to do with sex. But it might have some kind of situation that when you use it talking to a broad, she gonna damn well know it's gonna lead up to sex. You know, the woman that don't blush, I'll comfort her with a smile, and then I'll blast her with my views on life of a real man. You know what I'm saying is she ain't blushing. So I'm going to keep on smiling, and then as I come at her with the shit that I got to say, she going to start screaming. Or she won't, but I don't think she going to have enough to stay with me and not cream. In either instance, the one that blush or the one that don't blush. In either instance, it don't matter what they say. It only matters how they react to what I said. I'm going to give you some game. Let's say you somewhere and a woman approaches you and speaks to you. Now, I'm sharing this with you, and I'm going to share this with you for one reason. That's because I'm motherfucking Rosebud, and I got game like this, and any one of you motherfuckers brave enough to go use it, you're going to be calling me next week telling me about it. Now, this woman then walked up to you and spoke to you. The first thing you should do, the very first thing you should do, is realize she didn't done this shit before. So don't feel special. First, you got to make your mind think correctly. Now, she knows to walk up to you and say something first because it's been her experience that approaching men puts them on guard. And most of them get flustered and can't be themselves. Now, since you know this, now, remember, this woman just walked up to you and spoke to you. And you already thought, man, this bitch done did this shit before. I wonder what she up to. So, now, you saying, you ask yourself, what's she up to? Then you say to yourself, I know the bitch know what she doing because she trying to make me not be able to say anything. So, since you know this shit, you supposed to reverse that shit by getting at her with your very first statement. You don't even be giving her none of that hello shit. Now, she didn't, you know, walked up to you and asked you, how you doing? And right away, let's say she walked up to me, and she said, excuse me, I noticed you over here, you know, how you doing tonight, blah, blah, blah. I'll turn around and look at that bitch, it's like, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you. And then I'll see what she got to say. Now, What I'm saying is this is a strategy. Because this woman, in your mind, you're thinking all this. This woman is at work. She's been the work on you. You're either going to be food or you know how you're going to be a chef. So what I'm saying is when you tell her, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you, you didn't took the advantage from her. And you didn't put her in a defensive mode. See, I like women in defensive modes because it keeps me attacking them with my many funny quips, with my many views of life. You know, as long as I'm seeing that they're sort of defensive, I'm coming at them. Ooh, it's so much fun. 678, I see you, man. What's happening? 678, you there?
Yes.
678-396, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, man, you got something to say?
Okay, yeah. this is my first time, man. I just want to let you know, Rosebud, I'm a big fan, man. I was looking at the last show you had did, man, about how to be confident. And one thing about the being confident thing is, I know you got to believe, you talking about you got to believe in yourself and, you know, you got to kind of stand on your own nuts, you know what I'm saying, let your nuts hang and all that. I understand all that. But just one real quick, sum it up real fast, man. I had met this girl at this bar, and she actually works there. And I was kind of getting out just to get my feet back wet because, you know, I kind of had a bad relationship and that shit ended. And I haven't really been
brother,
in trouble with anything.
Brother, you got a whole bunch of problems, and I could tell you what they are right now. You say you don't want to take a long time, and you spend a whole bunch of time saying nothing. Then you're going to make it quick, and you still don't say what the hell you've been to say. That's what you're talking about. Now, while I'm pointing this out to you, I can imagine you like this with bitches. So what I'm saying is you're back, you just went out, and you at a bar, whatever, the bitch worked there, and you're finna tell me about it. But you don't have to tell me about it because you got some action, and you didn't know what to do, and you want to know what to do, right or wrong.
That's correct.
So what I'm saying, man, is why don't you quit being so scary first? Answer that.
Okay.
Answer it.
Well.
Listen, stop, listen. Just like right now, why are you so goddamn scared and you get ready to talk? You got to clear your throat and shit. Now, here's this broad ask you a question. Before you answer it, you're going to clear your throat. Why? Because you're nervous as fuck and you don't care about anybody knowing it. If you cared about knowing it, you wouldn't do that shit because you'd be thinking about that shit because you know that's why, that shit is why you miss bitches. That shit is why you're not sure of your goddamn self about this, with this bitch. Now, I tell you about this bitch. For your information, she worked there, fool. She going to give you some action so you can come back and be a customer. Period. Ain't no more to it. And if it was going to be some more, it would have been more. Right then. Because the bitch worked there and she didn't fuck with a bunch of motherfuckers. She know what she want. Excuse me. She know what she wants. She know how to get what she wants. So she would have did everything you thinking about already if you had some action. Now, did I answer your question?
Yeah, but I got one more question, though.
Wait. First of all, you said, yeah, I did answer your question, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Did you even ask your question?
Well, yes and kind of no.
No, you didn't.
Because you.
No, you didn't ask it. You never asked it. I cut you off because you was taking too long talking. What I'm saying is all these little things that just happened with you just now is showing you, letting you see what you do with women that cost you all the action you ever going to get. Now, my question to you is, did you see any of it?
Yeah, you put it in my face. You just showed me.
But so you saw it?
Yes.
Well, good, man. What was your second question?
Well, my second question was, well, since you already know the situation with me and the broad, am I wasting my time or should I continue if I really like it?
Check this out. When I say, what's your next question? I thought you was going to say, well, I don't have it now because I already answered the question. You know, I didn't know exactly what your next question was going to be, but I knew it was going to be something stupid like that, man. Because listen to me. If you heard what I was saying to you at first, I ended it up with the bitch work there. She's going to make you think that you are getting some action because that's her job. When you come back and sit up and buy some drinks and act like you're just sitting up buying drinks, she going to let you buy them because you're going to tip her and that's her job. And then you say
that's
you
right.
understand that. And your next question is, should you follow up on that? Don't you think that next question, don't you think that second question represent that you didn't get the first answer?
That's right.
So,
okay.
Brother, okay, what?
All right, so as you can see, I'm all mixed up, and I got things.
No, listen. I already knew you was mixed up. That's why you listened to the show. I mean, people listen to the show to get their shit together. What's important is, did you see how mixed up you really are? Because that's all important. Me knowing you mixed up ain't going to do you no good. You got to know it. If you saw how mixed up you are in this little exchange we had, then you have decisions to make. And to me, you should be next in line in my goddamn school. So that you can learn this shit for real. Because it ain't something that somebody can tell you the answer to, and just because I told it to you, you're going to go out and do it. What you're going to do once I tell you an answer is have the answer, but you're going to be more confused because you ain't going to know how to do it. As soon as I tell you what to do, when it comes time to do it, you're going to wait till next week so that you can call me and ask me what's the first thing to do to do it. That's how people are. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people. That's how they do. I have them in my school right now paying me all this money so that they can face something that they already knew. But no, I'm not going to dog them out. I ain't going to just take their money because I'm going to let them come in again and take what they learned the first time and put it all together the next time. See, I try to work with a motherfucker to give him some game for real. And I know this shit can't be just got all of a sudden. So these motherfuckers, they got to go through the shit that they're going through with me to really get it. Because I'm telling you, you ain't going to do nothing except think about all the things that we talked about and some of the things that you've been going through, and you're going to see how some of this shit I'm saying to you it could work. You're going to see where it, blah, blah, blah. But what is really going on is right now you took a step. You took a step to do something about it. Now keep walking toward it or run from it. It's up to you. You could turn around and go back into your little shell and get some more action, and you ain't going to know what the fuck to do. Or you can keep coming forward, sign up, get down, and learn what the fuck to do. That's all I can say, bro.
So how can
say
I
what?
Sign up? How can Man, I sign up?
Go to my site, AskRosebud.com. AskRosebud with two D's, .com. Go to the SW page. Look at it. Read it. There's a lot of shit there. And if you want to sign up, it tells you how.
Cool. Hey, I'm staying in the loop, though, man. I'm still listening to the show.
All right, man, for sure. I appreciate you. 786, what's happening, brother?
Bro, what's up, bro? What's going on with you, man?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
Hey, bud, let me run something by you right quick. Still with what you were saying about, you know, you got a bitch on defensive mode. All right. Let's say, you know what I'm saying, you pop this chick, you already caught her. You know what I'm saying? She don't surrender to you. She ain't know the defensive mode. But, you know, what would you do to maintain the thrill? She already doing everything you tell her to do. You're getting results from your thoughts. How you maintain the thrill and keep that shit going?
hey. The thing about this, see, that question you asking, everybody want to know. Excuse me. Everybody want to know the answer to that. And when I give you the answer, you're going to still want to know, how do you do it? How do you maintain the excitement? The way you maintain the excitement is once you get her to doing what you want her to do, especially if it's generating money, is to spend your money correctly. If you spend your money correctly, you ain't going to do nothing. It's like a screw. You already got her. I mean, it's like a bolt. You already got the nut on the bolt, and you already didn't, you know, got her doing, so you didn't screw the nut down a little bit. But this is, you got to be very careful how you tighten the nut. So now you got to tighten the nut slowly, and so all the things you do to represent, you know, how to spend money is tightening that nut down. And then when she really, really make her mind up and see the man, he's a shit. You know, he know how to spend money. He know how to fuck with me. He know how to, you know, thrill me. As soon as she think that, you gonna know it, and you stop turning the nut. It's not all the way tightened. You already know that. You just stop tightening it. And then you just live off that for a while. And then every once in a while, she gonna give you a reason to tighten that nut a little bit more. And when you see it, you got to do it. And when you do it, you just keep doing it. And as long as you do it, you will have her. I'm telling you, that's how.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Cool.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? You give a little, and then you stop. And then, you know what I'm saying, you give it back again. Once you got up to that point where she's like, you're not really doing what you were doing in the beginning, then you start all over. You do it all over again, what you did in the beginning.
Well, no, man, because I ain't never not doing what I was doing in the beginning. I'm going to be doing that the whole time I'm with her, the whole time she with me. I just know how to do it. I know how to gauge myself, and I know how much of my energy to use so I don't run out of energy. Otherwise, if you squeeze it too tight, you're going to break the motherfucking bolt. Then you really fucked. So it's a way you have to balance, a balancing act. And you're right. You got to put a little bit on. But sometimes, you know, you can see you put a little too much pressure. You back up a little. But you never release the pressure. You keep the pressure on. You just know how much pressure to keep on. And as you go along, you'll find that you never stop putting the pressure on her. That's what I'm saying. You get to a point, and you know it's already screwed down tight, but you know you can go a whole bunch more. But this is tight enough for right now. You know, once you get there, you really use your tightening very scarcely because you don't want to run out. I mean, that's just an analogy.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like, but can you do that same game that you did when you was in the game? I remember you told this story one time that you had a bitch and you was about to buy her a car. And, you know, instead of just buying her a car, you gave her experience where you bought the car in the short case. You made her drive it off, and she felt this anticipation, just to ride, this excitement, this thrill.
Well, I mean, it's the same. Everything is like that, man. Yeah, everything is like that. Everything you do, even if it's just getting her a birthday card, it's the same experiment for her as getting a brand. It's not the same value to her, but as far as personal value, it is. Monetary value is not the same value. But personal value is the same. You know, you're giving her a birthday card, and it's in an envelope, and she pull out a card that you drew. You actually wrote this woo-woo-woo. Come on, that's way better than a card. You learn that shit in the second grade. Well, everybody forget it when they get grown. You know, when your mom Mother's Day or whatever, and you in the second grade, and you give her that card, she, oh, hey, the women really are like that. It ain't, she ain't just doing that because you her son. She doing that because she liked that her son made her a card. When they, when the girls get older and they be women, they still like that shit. Why? Because you're going the extra step. You're not just letting your money do the work. Come on, women ain't stupid. They ain't stupid. They know shit, man, and motherfuckers be acting like they don't know shit. They do know shit, and you need to show them that you know what they know. That's why you up on it, and you making these moves. They love it.
That's what they like.
I got to get another brother, man. Thank you. Hey, 678, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? Same caller, man. Yeah, just dropped that knowledge on me. But I did want to tell you this, though. All right, so I did get her number and everything, but last week when I pulled up on her, you know, she wasn't waiting me. So I didn't tip her. She didn't get no money from me or nothing like that. She blessed me with a free shot in a hookah. So I was there sitting there, and I smoked the hookah, and she sat next to me, and, you know, and she claimed that she worked 7 days a week, but she off Monday, so she really got literally like 1 day off, so she always working. That's how she kicking me. So
okay, man,
you know,
what's your point? What are you getting at? What do you need to know?
Well, I need to know if, well, it's not just about her, it's really about women in general. So like when I'm talking to a female, I want to be able to make my first appearance to her, make her feel like, you know, wow, I gotta call them.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's say I understand what you're saying. Are you asking me to give you some sort of answer that's going to let you do that over the phone right now today?
I mean, well, you ain't got to break it down to me because I'm going to take the course, but I need to know that one thing. Like, what is that one thing?
It's confidence, man.
Okay, confidence.
Wait a minute, now listen to me, and the only way you're going to get help is being honest. Do you know what confidence is?
I have my own view of confidence. I mean, but
okay, so that means no, you don't. Okay, but what I'm saying is this, brother. All you got to do is answer the question: do you have confidence? Do you?
Do I have confidence? Sometimes I feel like I do have confidence.
Listen, stop. Let me tell you something. Let's say I was abroad. And I was saying, you know, I like a man with confidence. Do you have confidence?
Right.
And you started out like you did. You repeated the question. And then you start saying, well, you know, I like, she wouldn't like you. Why?
Okay.
Because you showed it right there. You ain't got no goddamn confidence. You just don't know it. You sit up and think you got confidence because you think you hiding not having confidence. But bitches are sharp. And I'm sharp as fuck. And if you had confidence, you would have said, hell yeah, I got confidence. But you didn't. So you could explain why you didn't. You could make yourself understand why you didn't. But the fact is, when you with bitches and they ask you anything, that's how you act. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So what I'm saying, bruh, I'm not making you say these things. You're saying these things because this is you. I just happen to be able to see through all the bullshit and tell you what's you. And you're the one. You got to make some decisions. You have to understand. I'm looking at it as a partner, and I'm seeing this shit, and I'm spotting it and telling you about it to help you catch. Do you think a bitch gonna do that, man? She ain't gonna do nothing to kick you to the curb. She ain't gonna do nothing to say, oh, no, he ain't my flavor. You know, no, he's this, he's that, he ain't this, he ain't that. You want to be all of it. And it all starts with confidence. And the confidence starts with you telling yourself the truth. And the more you do that, the more you gonna get confidence. And then we gonna take you to some exercises that's gonna get you to interacting with women, and you gonna start taking that confidence to your interactions. And once we get through the shit, you'll just thank me, man. You'll just thank me, because I know you really seriously don't want to be like this. I know you don't. Mm-hmm. When he got back on the line, I know it. So you got to make some moves, man. Go check it out. Go check out Ask Rosebud and whatever's going on, man. I work with people. I ain't trying to, you know, of course money is my thing, but I am not trying to have you spend all your goddamn money and then you don't end up with what I'm talking about. I'm very serious about what I'm talking about. The only thing, I can't come through the computer and do shit for you. The only thing I ask is if you get the shit and you get in the school, you agree to do the shit, because the shit is what's going to change you. Not doing the shit, you're going to stay the same. And I'm not giving the money back. So it's up to you. You know, if you want to do it, I want you to do it. But if you're scary and you can't do things in public, because the school is an active school. It's not a school where you read shit and you pass tests. That's not what it is. The school is you read the shit, you say you learned it, you say you got it, we do give a test, but none of that shit matters, because the real test is the action. You have to do it. Otherwise, I want to make sure you know how to do it. That's why I give you the test. That's why I give you the things to read. But that ain't going to help you do it. You have to actually go out and do it. If you do that and you want to get in SWU, bro, I'm welcoming you. I ain't hardly denying you. I want you to be in there. But I'm telling you, if you're scary, it's not the place for you, because you're going to find out you're scary and you already knew it. So that's not going to be cool. I want you to learn and progress, all y'all. You got anything else, 678?
No, man, that's not
okay, cool. All you guys, man, 678, I want you to get in contact with me, man. We, you know, there's things we can do. See, what I'm saying, when I talk about women and talk about knowing what they say and what they say ain't important and all that, you got to understand, I'm not trying to undermine or belittle women. I'm not doing that when I say that. And if that's what you think, I want you to rethink it, because what I'm really saying is that women are readable. You can tell where they're coming from, and you can tell how to talk to them if you understand you have to handle certain things. I just have a certain way of expressing myself about women, you know, but I don't really mean to be offensive. You know, if that woman comes right back, you know, after you say some shit, you know, you should just cut her off and add to whatever you first said. That's me. When I say something, you know, and she got something slick to say, you know, I cut her ass off and I you know, go a little deeper and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's so many ways I handle that kind of shit. You know, my goal, your goal, is to make her stop and think of what she's saying, because you know now she's going off of what she's used to doing and seeing from dudes. So you got to stop her. You got to stop her from, you know, trying to kick it with you like she kicking it with everybody else. You let her know, hey, I ain't what you used to. You know, you don't have to get mad. You ain't got to be arguing with this bro. All you got to do is be real. You know, if you say something and she, you know, got a little smart something to say, come on, man, you can play that. My first statement and the follow-up ones ought to let her know I ain't someone she is used to speaking with. So when you say something and they act like you didn't kind of insulted them, you ain't supposed to act like you didn't know you insulted them. Shit. Really? This act like I insulted them. Oh, really? Shit. You know, I'm going to be almost combative. in the way I get at them at first until I see her back up, because I ain't letting no broad, you know, press me. You know, that's why you got to pay attention. I ain't finna let no broad make me get physical with her either. I'm going to give her a mental shellacking that she ain't never had. And you're going to know she backing up by the tone in her voice. And if she asks you a real question. Because once you back their motherfucking ass up, that's what they do. They change their tone and then they really ask you something real. And once she asks you a real question, like repeating her initial question, but with a softer tone and a curiosity present that you didn't really see at first, you know you didn't defeat her. And you can now proceed to catch your little motherfucking ass now. See, these is jewels. I'm dropping these jewels on you. I do this all the time. I'm not short of jewels. I got them. Do you have what it takes to use them? I mean, shit. I know what I'm doing. So, you know, once she didn't ask me a real question, you know, now I could really answer her with, you know, she said, what you doing, or whatever the hell she said when she first came in, let me know she started over. And then she said, well, what you doing here? How you doing? Well, I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to look as cool as possible so that my demeanor will, you know, be like an aphrodisiac to somebody like you. And maybe you might want me to, first of all, is it working? I know what to say. I know how to throw them off. I know how to pull them right into what I'm saying and then change it. Man, that just captivates them bitches. I know. And if you know, she'll know you know. And then she will allow you to come in. I know she'll laugh at the statement I say it to her about, is it working? Because she wants to submit to me now. But, you know, she ain't sure of how to do it because I've been coming at her. Man, I hope you guys can follow this goddamn dope I'm giving you. This is real game. See, you don't want a woman to be so sure of herself around you. You don't want her to get really sure of herself, you know, until you didn't had her a few months. Now, fuck, I got to get some questions now, man. You guys, how you motherfuckers going to be on this goddamn show with me dropping all this shit on you and not have no questions? Man, that's what I don't like. I try my best to be okay, you know, curious. You know, and I want the, oh okay, a couple of you guys, come on, let's go. 254, what's happening?
What's happening, Rosebud?
Nothing, brother. What's going on?
Hey, man. I just called to tell you that I got in the course, and, man, I was at a party this weekend. Man, I was the life of the party in that motherfucker, bro. That's,
you ain't
hey, man,
you ain't been
I
being
was,
the life of the party?
Well, because I'm not a cat that party.
Oh, okay.
But I was invited to a party. I was invited to a party, so I got out there. And don't get it twisted. I got game. But what you gave me took me to a whole new place. Hey, man.
I'm glad to hear that, brother. I'm glad to hear you using it like that, man. That's dope to hear.
Hey, man,
you got anything
I was
else?
That bitches left and right. Yeah, I got a question, man, and I'm going to let you get to your show. My question is, there anything when you were in the game that you really hated about the game, and what did you do to adapt to?
The one thing I hated about the game was I was so principled that I had a whole bunch of bitches that I could fuck, man. You know, just if I wanted to. But the game, you can't do that. They got to be about something. You know, you can't let your dick control you. So what I did to handle it was just accept it. And I used to want to fuck the shit out of bitch when I, you know, that's all I want to do. But I got to a point where I didn't even get to thinking sexually until you know, due payment, you know, and then I'm just, you know, going to get myself, please, you know, and take me maybe 2 weeks or something, like really want to go somewhere with the business fucker after I start pimping, man,
right.
Because, you know, bras got to motherfucking, you know, pay you, and they got to want to pay you, and just things you do, you know, to make them continue to want to pay you. You know, I never came in and I did at one time, but after I got to be Bud, I didn't come in and ask for the money right away. I know my money supposed to be wherever I told them to put it, then I might come in there and talk shit, don't check the money for an hour or so, you know, and then go look and see, and then say, this all you got here? Woo, woo, whatever, but I'm saying, if she a new bitch, I'm going to do the exact opposite. As soon as I come in, I'll be screaming, where my motherfucking money, bitch? Don't be having me asking for my money.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you got to go according to who you fucking with.
I got
you. I'm gonna put you back in, man. Thanks. That's good. Hey, 678, you back again. Come on, bro.
I got you, man.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, so yeah, just one thing I was curious on. So like when you first like in the beginning, man, when you first jumped off with the pimping thing and really start understanding women, what was the main thing that you had to understand? Well, I'm talking about when you fresh, like trying to understand how to, you know, game a bitch and really get her and everything and really have her. What was that main thing that you learned that made you say, all right, I got
let
it?
Let me ask you something, bro. Why are you asking these questions, kinds of questions? What are they going to do for you, the answers?
Okay. It would give me the mind frame. It would put me in the mind frame. So, because
let me tell you something, brother. Listen to me. Listen to me, man.
Okay.
It's not going to put you in the mind frame. It may answer a question that you're asking, but the answer is not going to be absorbed by you because you're not going to be able to put it in the proper context. The only thing you're going to be hearing is me speak English, and you're going to understand the words, so you're going to think you're understanding what I'm saying, but you're not. You're just not, man. People think this in this day and age that they can just read up on some or somebody could tell them something. Nah, man. Let me ask you this, man. You know how to drive?
Yes, sir.
At one time, you didn't know how to drive, right?
Right.
Did you learn how to drive in school or what?
Nah, man. My brother, he kind of showed me how to drive, and then my mom, she showed me how to drive, so that was really kind of it.
But I'm saying when they was teaching you, let me ask you this, when they was teaching you, you wasn't driving. They were showing you how to drive. At one point, you had to get under that steering wheel, right?
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. When your brother was taking his time explaining to you how to turn and what to do, which one taught you the most? You getting under that steering wheel or listening to what your brother said?
Me get behind the steering wheel because I was actually physically doing it, so I could feel how it feels to turn, and I felt
so, bro,
you know, how hard to
take what
had.
I'm saying and understanding it. You can't ask these things you're asking and get a sufficient answer. The only thing you could do is know the answer because I told it to you, but you're not going to know the answer because you haven't got out there and tried it. You got to understand that. You won't have the mentality that you're looking for by getting the answer. You'll have that mentality by developing it, by starting where you see you don't have it, and then you have to do this little thing to start developing. Then you do a bigger thing, and pretty soon you're developing this mentality that you're trying to have. But no one is going to be able to tell you the magic phrase that's going to make you be able to say, oh, Eureka. It's not going to happen, bro. And you looking for that. I can tell. You're looking for that, man. There is. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
You got to put some work in. That's all it is to it. I'm putting you back in. I got a lot more people. 510, what's up with you?
Hey, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
I'm all right. I have a question.
Okay.
What makes a lot of these ladies out here so quote unquote confident to the point to where they can roll their eyes upon approach, suck their teeth, attitude when you're being cordial with
them?
Well,
bruh, first of all, that's not confidence. That's arrogance. And what make them arrogant is, excuse me, now y'all know what I'm doing. I'm trying to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that weed too tough. I'm putting it down. Okay, but women today, they only act in the way they act because of what they've been exposed to. They've been exposed to a whole bunch of dudes listening to the computer, with whatever's on the computer, listening to YouTube, and they just all pretend to be this or that type of guy. All right, the woman a few years ago, they were saying, "Oh yeah, he cool," and then they run into this type of guy, and this dude ended up being a complete fake. Now this same woman, she still want a dude, so she go out next week. And she run into the same kind of dude. She don't know he the same kind of dude because he fronting like he got this, that, and the other going on. And you find that she find out that he's a fake. Now the third time she go out, she gonna be approaching them like they are fake, and she gonna be thinking whatever she think. And if it's like, oh come on, I heard that shit before, you know. And she got this attitude is because motherfuckers haven't broke her down, because she keeps lumping you with everybody else. Which is why I'm talking about what I'm talking about tonight. Because you can see that shit. You can see it immediately. And you can tell her, you know, girl, I came over here to talk to you because besides my mind was telling me you just a drawn bitch. And otherwise, I see all that makeup on your face. I go off on her. I ain't even trying to talk to you like that. And see what? Whatever she said, I'm just saying, if she get to talking to me, don't ask me about makeup. I'm going to say, is them your eyes? She going to say, yeah, is them your eyebrows? She can't say, yeah, to that. Is them your eyelashes? Huh? Is that what color you are? You motherfucker, you got on all that makeup. Is that your hair? You know, is that how tall you are? See, everything about me, baby, is real. I ain't got on no makeup. See, so you can't tell me shit. And that bitch, she'll look at me and just be following me all around the club after that. Because I be done undressed her motherfucking ass. I ain't letting no bitch say nothing slick to me. I'm going to go all the way 5150 if I have to. I ain't going to put my hands on her. But I will get loud and I will talk some crazy ass motherfucking shit. And I keep on doing it. And then I tell everybody who's listening, and every one of you motherfuckers let a motherfucker like this talk to you like that, woo-woo, whatever I say. You know, I'm going to make sure I can walk out of there without nobody trying to hit me in my head. You know, she might be somebody in that club and they don't really know what's jumping off. So I'm going to make sure I say something to let people know. Man, this woman talk crazy to motherfucker too, man. All I did was say hello as I'm leaving. Yeah, fuck you motherfuckers, man. This ain't my town. This ain't my kind of place. Hey, man, you got to – what I'm saying is you can't be scared – not scared, you can't be reserved and don't want to represent. Because when the time comes, if the bitch calls you out right there, then right there is where you should represent. I ain't trying to wait. Unless she call me out right here and I grab that bitch by her arm and I pull her over here to the corner, then I'll say something. Look, bitch, I got you over here because woo-woo-woo. I ain't trying to front you off, but do not say nothing like that to me. Whatever I do. You know, but I'm a handler. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how every one of y'all listening should be. Stop being a 21st century man. That's only half a man because all you do is think stuff. You don't do stuff. We want to be, go back 19th century, 20th century men. Think shit and do it. If I wanted to talk to this bro and I liked her, God damn it, I had to walk my ass across the hall or the class or the schoolyard or wherever and say hi. I couldn't send her a text. I couldn't email that bitch.
Right.
Hey, there's no way I could communicate with that bitch unless I'm, hey, because I go back this far, bro. Dude, I would write the note. do you like me? Check box one for yes, box two for no, and fold that shit up and take a tour and leave it on their desk or something. We was kids, but we had to make the initial contact. We had to goddamn be brave enough to get slammed, because don't think we didn't get slammed. A lot of us got slammed. But we didn't nothing but keep rolling. Everybody today, they don't want to get slammed. They too afraid to put themselves out there, you know, because they know this or that. Cause, man, so what? We don't care. You shouldn't care. But, bro, what I'm saying is whenever you see it next time, don't go off like I'm saying. Go off in a very smooth way. You know, and the way you do that is go home and figure out some real snide remarks to bitches and practice saying them so you could drop it on the next one you see like this. You know, girl, I thought you was a real natural beauty. But I see that's a wig.
Oh, wow, yeah. And she'll really have an attitude right there.
You crazy to her? You just thought she had natural hair, but I see that's a wig. That bitch gonna feel like a truck done ran her over. Yeah. And then you just sit back and you'll see the sip your shot. That's how I do it.
And that's,
and
that's how more effective than just jumping off being like, bitch, well, fuck you, dad. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You don't supposed to do that because she on top of you when you do that. You don't do all that. You don't even call her, you know, I say bitch because I say it all the time, but I wouldn't even call her a bitch. I would say something slick. I would stay within the boundaries of the etiquette of being in a social environment. But I spank her rawly. I wouldn't call her no names or nothing. I'm saying, Jesus Christ, from across the room, you look like a real classy woman. But the closer I get, the more you look like you live on 12th Street. I don't care. You know, I don't even know what 12th Street is, but she gonna know, because she gonna know what it means because of the way I say it. You know, that's just me, man. But I'm saying, next thing, back to what I said, the very next time, come up with something, say it to her, and see how you get your propers. See how they turn around and start, I wasn't really like that, you know. Hey, man, that's how I go. Hey, I got a couple of more before I go, man, so let me get them. Thanks, bro. 215, what's happening?
Hello?
215, you there?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, what's up, Buzz? Cam, how you doing, man?
Nothing, brother. How about you?
Man, everything good, man. Everything good. I was going to comment on what you were just talking about a second ago. You gotta be paying some real close attention, because you get all kinds of cues and all kinds of signals. But if you let them go over your head, you're not gonna really know what's going on. So, like he was telling the brother earlier about driving the car, it's almost like that with getting your experience being out there and just taking a look to see what kind of signal is being put out there for you to see.
Well, it is like that. It ain't kind of like that. It's just like that. And going along with what you just said, you know, just like when the brother said, when I actually drive the car, I learn more, because when I make that right turn, I can feel how it feels making the right turn. See, when you get out there, what we talking about, that kind of experience is invaluable. Knowing in time, how can you get timing with your words if you don't really get out there and shoot your shot? You know, I mean, people don't think about it. Timing and flow, a lot of people don't know about that. But timing is knowing when to say something and then waiting for the otherwise, you want to tell this broad you really like her. But you don't want to tell her too early and you don't want to tell her too late, so otherwise, you got to wait for the right time. And you have to determine what is the right time. You ain't going to be able to say, well, she's going to be walking and right before she step on this crack in the doggone ground, I'm going to say it. No, you can't time it like that. But what you're going to do or what this opening is when you see it. And when you see it, you're going to jump on it. And when you jump on it, you got to calm down that you in this. You know, otherwise, you've been to get in the race. Now you're on the track. You got to calm down so you don't wreck. That's why you got to control the conversation with your flow. See, so your
right.
timing and flow, you got to know when to get busy as far as how to exert whatever type of conversational pressure. But at the same time, when you see it, you got to take your time and say all this shit right. You got to say that shit properly. You just can't say it. You know, if you blurt it out, it ain't going to work. And if you say it too low, well, she got to say, you know, what? What'd you say? You know, that ain't going to work. So your tone,
right.
everything has to be already known. You got to know how you should sound, and you should sound like that. And that's why I tell everybody, man, being the way we are actors, if that's the case, and we're always on stage. No matter if you go into the bathroom, you on stage. You know, so what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is, as you pee, you on stage. Somebody looking at you. I'm doing, making sure I look right. Now, of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit there. But my point is that's how serious it is, man. You want people to see you the way you want to be seen. And you can only control that. You can't make it, but you certainly can control it. And that's what I try to get
mm-hmm.
everybody. That's my thing, bro. You got anything else?
Right. No, I was going to say, I think a lot of people think that they just want to get out there and then all of a sudden they're going to have it. But like you said, it takes time for you to understand the signal, just like you driving the car up to the four stop sign at the crosswalk. And, you know, before, you know, you don't have the experience and know that you're supposed to wait or, you know, it's a school zone, you're waiting for kids to come. But it's just something that takes time for you to see what's going on. But as you do it, the more you do it, the better your eye develops.
Exactly.
See that.
That's exactly right, brother. Hey, I'm going to put you in because I got a couple more things I want to talk about before we go. We got 8 minutes. Now that was quite a bit of conversation I had with y'all. And I really think that if you would actually fill my show up with nothing but that, we would have a much better show. Because we'd be talking about live situations that's going on right now. But it's cool. But I got a couple of more points. See, I think I told you that you don't really want a woman to be sure of herself. You want a woman to be guessing, on edge, kind of. At least at first. You just want her to. Because if you let her get comfortable, she's going to start being the wrong kind of herself. And if you let a woman feel comfort in the initial phases of a relationship, she takes that as a signal that you're weak. Not that you're a weak man, but you have weak ways. And she sees that, and she's going to take advantage of that, not maliciously. She's just going to want to be the dominant one. And the moment she feels she's dominant, then no matter if you are dominant, she's going to think you ain't shit. And why? Because she's sure of herself. And why is she sure of herself? You didn't put none on her for her to think about. See, her first times, few times, matter of fact, with you, her nerves should be on edge because of the goddamn excitement you bringing out in her. You know, you can't be so boring to, you know, you didn't got the pussy, now you finna take her to a movie. The next time you're with her, you're finna take her to a movie, and the next time you're going to dinner, but they all end up with you and the pussy and all that little shit. Man, come on, man, bitch, get tired of that real quick. You know, most of you motherfuckers' problems are centered around caring way too much about what this broad think. So, me, I know she gonna get tired of repetition. But I know you guys think if you don't do what she like, you know, you might waste it. I mean, lose her. See, I would tell you all to lose all that wasted fucking energy and start concentrating on how you are throwing her curves at every opportunity. You know, I am definitely a gentleman. But let's say this is our first date. Now, if we walk into the car, I'm going to try to get a step ahead of her, and I will open the door for her. I will. And I'll let her get in, and then I'll close the door. But if this is the first time we together, and I happen to had to tie my shoe, and she walked ahead of me a little bit and got to the door, and stood there and waited, I would get in the car and ask, what the fuck you waiting on? Because, you know, I'm not going to cater. Hold on. I ain't catering like that. I'm not saying she shouldn't expect me to do that. I'm saying I'm not doing what any motherfucker don't earn from me. And I'll explain that to her. Well, you know, if you was a lady, you would have stood while I was tying my shoe. And we would have continued walking together. And when we got to the car, I would have opened the door for you. Period. Because I'm a gentleman. You know, but I don't do nothing because you expect it. And you expect, I'll let them know. And I'm telling you, something as simple as that will win you hella points with a broad because she don't know she really liked that. But when you do whatever, like you explain that, you let her see her. She see that. Yeah, I'll never do that again. Well, don't then, baby, because what I'm saying is you ain't getting no gentleman out of me unless, you know, I feel I should be a gentleman, period. Now, you have to understand, you know, of course, my course is, they're going to show you how to do all this shit. So I'm not really talking about my course right here. But it shows you all of this in very simple terminology that you can clearly understand. And what I'm learning, even at this late date, is that this is very masterfully done. And it's almost a crime the way it show you how to steal a woman's thunder. And if you just understand it, you can't just say you this or just say you that or claim you know how to do this. I'm just saying, would you let a motherfucker try to operate on your heart and he only been reading about it or learning or been watching videos about it? Come on. Somebody had to, you know, help him get started, and I'm trying to help you get started. I can't hold your hand just like that motherfucker that's getting started. His hand can't get held, but he can be guided. He can have a mentor guiding him, but he's going to have to do what the mentor say. So, shit, what I say is you have to actually do what's on the doggone course to get the results that's offered from getting the course. Now, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to go. But let's just say something, well, no, I'm trying to make up a fucking example to make my point, but I'm going to just make my point. But let's just say you and this broad have been getting along pretty good, and you could tell, you know, she's looking for you to say how much you like her. You can just tell. And if you sharp and you say, oh, man, she want me to say I like you. And you say, girl, you know, I like you or I whatever, got feelings for you. See, you're so silly to do that. You should say, you know, girl, I kind of like you a little. Or you know, girl, you kind of cute. Now, you know why? You could even say some shit like, with a little amount of, you know, work, you could be a badass woman. You know, you know why you say that shit? Because you got to bait her. Remember, we're fishermen. And you're trying to catch this woman. So just because you threw your line in the water and the fish is biting don't mean you're supposed to jerk the hell out of it. You're going to either break the line or you're going to let the motherfucker get it loose from the doggone hook. So you got to use your bait statement. And if she bite on it, you got to go with it and make her see your point. And you continually to pound her with the bullets about it. Now, this is dope. So when I say bullets, I don't mean real bullets. I mean things you have in your arsenal. And it don't even have to be that many in numbers. Just a few statements about her. You know, otherwise what I'm saying is, you know, you don't really want her to be so confident. So you say little things that, you know, knock her confidence back by little, a kinda, you know, kinda cute, you know, kinda fine, to make her want to know your opinion, to make what you say become important to her. This is stuff psychologically that you do to catch. I learned this in the streets as a pimp. That's how much shit pimps learn about women. And I'm saying, you don't necessarily make complaints about her, but the little things about her you can see, you know, that could be improved, something you can see, whatever. Nothing about her looks, just, you know, maybe her attitude. Girl, you was a little more calmer and spoke a little slower, you would be, you know, whatever. You know, just little things. Little things you want to do. You want to keep her involved with what you're doing. So, all this stuff we've been talking about was really so that you could understand no woman I have ever met my standards before she was trained by me. If a woman meets your standards from Jump Street, you just met her. Is she such a good woman, she meets your standards? That means you don't even have no standards. So you need to get some. You know, doing this shit the way I do it is what women refer to as being cold. And I don't mean being cool cold. I mean being cold as, you know, not giving a fuck about how she take what the fuck I'm saying. You know, being cold means to say and do what you mean and not care, period. And if you ever change your mind or plans based on some fucking woman's ideas, you better make sure it's appreciated. That's why you don't do it. Especially don't do it right away. Look, this is a good conversation. We gonna have more. I got a lot more things to talk about. I'm learning a lot more things in my SWU school. You know, I am educated, got the master's and a BA, and I'm still learning. See, I know life is not about what you learned. Life is about what you can learn. I'm out.